time for the local artist interview here on New Music Monday, only on 103.3 and WZND.com.
So this week I had a pleasure of sitting down with Tyler from the Unemployed Architects, who is a folk rock band from the Pontiac area who also plays in the local area. So let's take a look at some highlights from the interview. So first of all, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So if you want to just start off by saying who you are.
Again, I'm Tyler from the Unemployed Architects.
And how you guys got your start?
We've been playing in the area for probably somewhere around 10 years, somewhere in that. Yeah. So I went to Heartland back in the day, and I actually was playing mostly with high school friends at that point, and we wouldn't, you know, the shows we were doing weren't like big by any means or anything like that, but you know, and then like 5 years ago, a little bit less than five, like 4 years ago, I guess, we put out our first full length album, and have just been kind of trying to play every weekend. You know, we're kind of weekend warriors, but every Friday, Saturday, pretty much every month, you know.
Yeah, so. The last weekend you had a busy weekend.
Yeah, that was a pretty crazy one.
I bet. So what is the main type of music you would classify yourselves as?
The easiest way is like folk rock. Mm-hmm. I mean, we definitely try to rock as hard as we can, but more on the singer-songwritery side of that, I guess.
So the song that we are featuring for the show is Right Red.
Correct.
Can you tell us how that song came to be and what inspired it?
So, I mean, it's just really thinking about life and death a lot, and those are just kind of the words that came out. I was really going for like a prettiness of like the aesthetic of the words to be like a pretty picture, but the picture like being like of something dark, like it's very pretty looking, but it's of something like, you know, not necessarily pleasant to right. think about. So if that's a way to describe it, like if it was a painting, it would be like bright and colorful, and but then if you really look at the picture from maybe a little further back, you'd be like, oh, that's like
war,
yeah
like some melancholic,
yeah for okay. sure. So that's kind of the vibe I was going for.
All right, let's give it a listen. This is The Riot Red by The Unemployed Architects here on your 103.3 WZND Fuse Radio. So if you had to perform a show only doing covers from one band, what band would it be?
This is an easy one because we do a lot of covers, and one of the main things we do, we call it the Tom Pedley. So we do 8 Tom Petty songs right in a row from, you know, back to back to back to back. So that would be the easiest answer, I would think.
What's your favorite Tom Petty song?
I probably would have to say Learning to Fly. I know that that's kind of like a cheesy one, but I don't know, something about that's, when he performs that song, it just gets me every time.
It's a great song. Yeah. I get that. Is there any upcoming shows that you want to promote necessarily? Yeah, go for it.
I got a few coming up here in Bloomington area.
All right.
November 9th, I'm at Cadillac Jack's here in Bloomington. And then November 15th, I'm at Dr. McKay's in Bloomington, which are two kind of off the beaten path bars for sure. I mean, we got shows in Champaign, a lot of shows in Champaign, it looks like.
So this is the last question. Is there any social media or anything you want to shamelessly plug out there to get your name out there?
For sure. I mean, you can check out pretty much on any streaming site. So Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter. I mean, theunemployedarchitects.com. I actually do a podcast that I put up on there and up on YouTube as well. And, you know, just any streaming site you can think of, pretty much we're on it.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Do it.
Appreciate you.
Awesome. So what'd you guys think?
Oh, yeah, very folk, yes, indie rock.
Definitely.
Yeah, very, very rooty.
I had the honor of interviewing them last year as well. I just remember, like, being mesmerized by how, like, talented they are. Mm-hmm. Like I said about the head and the heart, like, I just love organic, you know, music, and I think that this band is a good example of that, so.
Yeah, it's very natural sounding.
Yeah, definitely appreciate their artistry for sure.